According to Chief Warrant Officer 3, Nicholas Jones, you're not likely to see an unmanned aircraft or UA flying around, but you might hear it.
It sounds like a very angry lawnmower.
That sound recorded from a UA flight at JBAIR earlier this month. Jones's official title is Unmanned Aircraft Systems Operations Officer with the 4th Airborne Brigade, 25th Infantry Division at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The unmanned aircraft are like big remote control airplanes, but really, really smart, Jones says. It takes three people on the ground to operate one. The ones flying over JBAIR lately are called the Shadow. There are four of them at the base. They weigh about 375 pounds, are about 14 feet long, with a 14-foot wingspan, with straight wings. The aircraft are unarmed and used for reconnaissance missions, Jones says.
We just have a few cameras, and we're flying around for operator proficiency. In theater and combat, we do use it for full motion video. So it's kind of our one of the catchphrases is eye in the sky for the commander.
In Afghanistan, Jones says, the Shadow was used for scouting areas in front of and behind convoys. Recently, the Federal Aviation Administration approved the military's request to train on the Shadow at JBAIR, and the 27-person platoon assigned to operate the four aircraft tested them out for about 150 hours, including landing one on a new runway. The base needed FAA approval because the flight path for takeoff and landing edges out of military airspace.
The way that that runway was built means that we have to leave that restricted airspace for about 10 seconds on takeoff and landing.
Jones says the new $750,000 runway was needed because other on-base runways are difficult to land on. The new runway ensures regular training at JBAIR into the future. Jones says now that the military is scaling back overseas, more and more training is needed at home so soldiers can maintain proficiency. In Alaska, most of the UAS training used to take place at Donnelly Training Area near Fort Greeley in the town of Delta, about 2.5 hours south of Fairbanks. But Jones says that's costly, running around $30,000 several times a year. With the new runway at JBAIR, training will stay in Anchorage, and Jones says save money over the long run. Jones says there are lots of misconceptions about what the aircraft do.
Well, especially here in Alaska, and so close proximity to big population centers, I think the misunderstanding or the tendency is to believe that we're out spying on people. And that is absolutely not the case. We are simply doing operator training.
He also doesn't like them being referred to as drones. He says that's an outdated term with negative connotations that the military is trying to shake. He says drone is a word from the early days of the Air Force. They were remote control airplanes that they actually would use as targets and shoot down. And recently, Jones says, it's been used by the media and the public to refer to all remote controlled aircraft used by the military.
They do refer to them as drones, but I think drone has a bad connotation nowadays. And everybody thinks of the attacks in Pakistan. That's not what we're doing. We don't have armament. We are there trying to find people. We've been asked in the past to do search and rescue missions. We're not flying around dropping bombs on people. So I think drone is kind of a harsh term for what we do.
There are also more than a dozen smaller handheld unmanned aircraft at the base called Raven. They're harder to see from the ground than the larger Shadow. But if you live in Eagle River, Jones says, you may catch a glimpse of the aircraft or at least hear it. But not likely until spring. The Shadow can't fly in really cold temperatures. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.